Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Where we are here every year at Tree Time in Lake Barrington is so beautiful. And if this doesn't put you in the mood for the holidays, I don't know what will. This truly is just one of the most beautiful places. And it's all because of these two. Lori and Joe Kane are the owners of Tree Time.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for them.
Welcome to Tree Time, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And Dean, we couldn't thank you enough for coming. We so look forward to you
thanks.
And your team.
We do too. Coming. We have such a great time this year. What's new and what's the latest? I know the last couple of years have been challenging just with supply issues of getting product here to sell. Things have gotten better. So what's new? I mean, everybody wants to go crazy this year.
Well, we are always trying to do new designs for trees. Every tree you see in here is a unique Tree Time tree. You can't buy these anywhere. We design them to make your experience kind of fit your needs in your home. And we're always talking to customers and trying to come up with those new looks that fit. And even with COVID going on, what we've been able to do is bring us still a couple of new designs in this year, nice, open, natural-looking trees. And that's what we're really finding the world's looking for, is that open, natural,
right,
wonderful, decorating tree. And we've brought some more of those into our line this year.
Well, it's the thing that I notice here every year and the thing that I love about you. A lot of places sell artificial Christmas trees. None of them sell them that look so beautiful and look so real. That's the thing. It's like you have to really, really look hard at these trees to see that they're not real ones. That's the kind of meticulous design that goes into this. Are there decorating trends, Lori, this year? Things that people are doing?
Yeah. So this year, a lot of people, for the whimsical trends, gnomes has kind of been heading up in the past years. But this year, we're seeing gingerbread come back.
Really? Oh.
So, yeah, like gingerbread kind of had died down. We thought maybe it's due to people being home and baking.
Yeah.
It kind of brings back that real homey feel. And so we've done gingerbread in two different colors. We kind of have a thing going of if you're going to like candy pastel, we've done a pastel thing. And we've done a candy bright thing. And last time we voted candy bright one, but
yeah,
we're working on my candy pastel.
They are beautiful. Jim, have you started your decorating?
Well, I'll tell you, I walked around. First of all, I love Santa, obviously, is the way I'm dressed, but you have some great Santa dolls all over the place. But I saw this reindeer. Now tell me about this reindeer. It looks like a real. It's a stuffed reindeer, right?
It's basically a full size reindeer. And as you get up and look around the showroom, he's off by the man cave, and he sings. He tells stories. He's fully animated. His head moves. His mouth moves. And we can actually do custom stories and record them that he can then voice for children or whatever. It's a really neat.
You could take pictures on him, right?
No.
No, you can't.
You may not sit on him.
Once again, Jim taking it one step too far, as usual.
But I did find the one thing. Last year, Lori was nice enough. I found this really cool snowman, triangle that they're all,
Yep.
And you were nice enough to point it out to me. And I've got that in our house. We have a Tree Time tree we've had for 10 years now.
Right.
It still looks gorgeous. But I saw my new favorite thing. You have this little Advent calendar with Santas that opens up little doors, right?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, we
that is
love
so
those.
Cool.
Advent calendars are so fun because
I love those.
They're perfect. We like to do things that help you make traditions.
Yeah.
And you can put candies in there. I always think you should put little notes in there, or some people could use it for if you're trying to do good things at Christmas time for other people, kind of a pay it forward.
Because there's each one has a little slot that you can actually put in there and
each
open the door.
Each day you can have something cool to do.
I don't know if you've seen this tradition that Jim has started. He brought his three wise men, figurines, I guess you might say, right? But the three wise men all have COVID masks.
New traditions.
Around the holidays, it's starting. The numbers are going up
Can't
again.
Can't be Dean. Too careful.
They're also triple boosted.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
That's very nice. Yes.
Well, everybody asks, because I always say that if you put up a nativity scene, you're not supposed to have your three wise men there until Christmas Eve. They weren't there yet.
Right.
So I put mine in the kitchen,
yep.
And then they move closer every day. So right. I figured, let them start at tree time. Yeah. What the best time to do it?
They're starting out in Lake Barrington. Start?
So they're starting in Lake Barrington, and they'll get to my house in, what, a month and a half.
Yep. You are one Christmas wonder yourself. You are.
I love this. Well, this is like being in a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
Do you guys, when you guys come in here every day, do you take this place? Don't take this place for granted.
No, you know, sometimes we walk in and it is just our commonplace. So right. We walk into it and don't notice. But yet sometimes I'll walk in the front door because I never walk in the front door of the showroom. And sometimes I walk in the front door and I go, wow, it really is cool.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
I definitely come here because when we're having a bad day in the office, I'm like, I got to just go be with the trees.
Just walk around, yeah. No, everybody has commented gorgeous. That's come in. How about this, our standing room audience out here today.
Thank you for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
And don't forget the Dean discount.
But everybody has mentioned how gorgeous it is here today. And, you know, if anyone's making purchases here today, I hope you'll all go home with something. Don't forget to ask about the Dean's discount that Tree Time is providing to us. We'll talk with you guys again a little bit later on. Lori and Joe Kane, the owners of Tree Time.
Is that Joe Kane?
Yeah, it is. Joe, not Jim.
Where we are here every year at Tree Time in Lake Barrington is so beautiful. And if this doesn't put you in the mood for the holidays, I don't know what will. This truly is just one of the most beautiful places. And it's all because of these two. Lori and Joe Kane are the owners of Tree Time.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for them.
Welcome to Tree Time, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And Dean, we couldn't thank you enough for coming. We so look forward to you
thanks.
And your team.
We do too. Coming. We have such a great time this year. What's new and what's the latest? I know the last couple of years have been challenging just with supply issues of getting product here to sell. Things have gotten better. So what's new? I mean, everybody wants to go crazy this year.
Well, you know, we are always trying to do new designs for trees. Every tree you see in here is a unique Tree Time tree. You can't buy these anywhere. We design them to make your experience kind of fit your needs in your home. And we're always talking to customers and trying to come up with those new looks that fit. And even with COVID going on, what we've been able to do is bring us still a couple of new designs in this year, nice, open, natural-looking trees. And that's what we're really finding the world's looking for is that open, natural, right. wonderful, decorating tree. And we've brought some more of those into our line this year.
Well, it's the thing that I notice here every year and the thing that I love about you, a lot of places sell artificial Christmas trees. None of them sell them that look so beautiful and look so real. That's the thing. It's like you have to really, really look hard at these trees to see that they're not real ones. That's the kind of meticulous design that goes into this. Are there decorating trends, Lori, this year? Things that people are doing?
Yeah. So this year, a lot of people, for the whimsical trends, gnomes has kind of been heading up in the past years. But this year, we're seeing gingerbread come back.
Really?
Oh. So, yeah, like gingerbread kind of had died down. We thought maybe it's due to people being home and baking.
Yeah.
It kind of brings back that real homey feel. And so we've done gingerbread in two different colors. We kind of have a thing going of if you're going to like candy pastel, we've done a pastel thing, and we've done a candy bright thing. And last time we voted Candy Bright won, but we're working on my candy pastel.
They are beautiful. Jim, have you started your decorating?
Well, I'll tell you, I walked around. First of all, I love Santa, obviously, is the way I'm dressed, but you have some great Santa dolls all over the place. But I saw this reindeer. Now, tell me about this reindeer. It looks like a real reindeer. It's a stuffed reindeer, right?
It's basically a full-size reindeer. And as you get up and look around the showroom, he's off by the man cave. And he sings. He tells stories. He's fully animated. His head moves. His mouth moves. And we can actually do custom stories and record them that he can then, voice for children or whatever. It's a really neat.
You could take pictures on him, right?
No.
No, you can't.
You may not sit on him.
Once again, Jim taking it one step too far, as usual.
But I did find the one thing. Last year, Lori was nice enough. I found this really cool snowman, triangle that they're all like.
Yep.
And you were nice enough to point it out to me. And I've got that in our house. We have a Tree Time tree we've had for 10 years now.
Right.
It still looks gorgeous. But I saw my new favorite thing. You have this little advent calendar with Santas that opens up little doors, right?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, we
That is
love
so
those.
Cool.
Advent calendars are so fun because
I love those.
They're perfect. We like to do things that help you make traditions.
Yeah.
And, like, you can put candies in there. I always think you should put, like, little notes in there. Or, like, some people could use it for, like, if you're trying to do good things at Christmas time for other people, kind of a pay it forward
thing.
Because
each one has a little slot that you can actually put in there and
each
open the door.
Each day you can have something cool to do.
I don't know if you've seen this tradition that Jim has started. He brought his three wise men. Figurines, I guess you might say, right? But the three wise men all have COVID masks.
New
traditions.
Around the holidays, you know, it's starting. The numbers are going up
Can't
again.
Can't be too careful.
They're also triple boosted.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
That's very nice.
Well, everybody asks, because I always say that if you put up a nativity scene, you're not supposed to have your three wise men there until Christmas Eve. They weren't there yet.
Right.
So I put mine in the kitchen, and then they move closer every day. So I figured, let them start at tree time. Yeah. What the best time to do it?
They're starting out
better
in
place
Lake
to
Barrington.
Start.
So they're starting in Lake Barrington, and they'll get to my house in, a month and a half?
You are one Christmas wonder yourself, Jim. You are.
I love this. Well, this is like being in a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
When you guys come in here every day, don't take this place for granted.
No, you know, sometimes we walk in and it is just our commonplace. So we walk into it and don't notice. But yet sometimes I'll walk in the front door because I never walk in the front door of the showroom. And sometimes I walk in the front door and I go, wow, it really is cool.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
I definitely come here because when we're having a bad day in the office, I'm like, I got to just go be with the trees.
Just walk around, No, everybody has commented gorgeous. That's come in. How about this, our standing room audience out here today.
Thank you for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
And don't forget the Dean discount.
But everybody has mentioned how gorgeous it is here today. And, you know, if anyone's making purchases here today, I hope you'll all go home with something. Don't forget to ask about the Dean's discount that Tree Time is providing to us. We'll talk with you guys again a little bit later on. Lori and Joe Kane, the owners of Tree Time.
Is that Joe Kane?
Yeah, Joe, not Jim.